Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide. Hey everyone, welcome to our bonus edition of Strange Indeed, dedicated to the Great British Baking Show. I'm Rima.
And I'm Wendy.
And I'm Greg.
This episode, we're covering Great British Baking Show, Collection 12, Episode 4, Caramel Week. The sticky week.
Yeah.
Do you guys like caramel?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I think I like the British version of caramel more than I like, and maybe they're the same, but more than I like what we have here. Because, like, when I think of caramel, I think of, like, where there's originals. I understand it's like butterscotch.
Yeah.
But, like, when they talk about, like, caramel flavoring, where they like it's like a thin version, or like a floss or something like that, like that is really good to me. But the like the hard caramel candies is not something that I'm a huge fan of.
I don't like the hard caramel candies, but if we have the, you know, like the ice cream caramel topping that you get mm-hmm. in the jar, if that is the house, it's gone in no time. And I'm not putting it on anything. I just go to the refrigerator because you have to, after you open, you got to refrigerate it. And I'll just get it out of the refrigerator and get a spoon and just get a spoonful of it and just like nibble on it for like a few minutes. It's gone within a week. It's not.
Especially if it's like heated up on something. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
caramel sundae. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I caramel.
Yeah, I have a terrible sweet tooth, so it's not safe in this house. Caramel. Well, that's good to know. Good to know. Everyone has different tastes, so you know some like some of the things that they have each week, and some don't. So curious to know that. Before we start talking about this week's episode, Caramel Week, let's talk a little bit about last week's episode, just to give a quick recap of where we were and where we ended and how we got here to Caramel Week. So last week was Bread Week, always a big week on the baking show, and can be very intimidating, but so many bakers did so well. We've talked again so many times about the caliber of bakers. But unfortunately, someone did have to go, and we did get a star baker. So last week, Dylan won Bread Week. He just really wowed Paul Hollywood with his bakes. And he, you know, really said he was super talented. I'm just totally paraphrasing because I don't have his exact quotes, but he said, you're quite a baker, aren't you there, Dylan? And just, you know, and then he got a handshake. So he won Bread Week. So good for Dylan. But unfortunately, we did lose John, who did have just a bad week. Things just did not go his way. I think probably under better circumstances, maybe with more time to actually dedicate to making some of those things, it would have went better for him. But unfortunately, they did not. Especially those bagels during a showstopper. Oh, those bagels. It was so sad. And John was so good. We saw so much talent come from him, too. So it was really unfortunate to see him gone so soon, early on in the season on episode 3. So that's kind of where we left Bread Week. Any other final thoughts on Bread Week and our remaining bakers that we have for this week?
I was just so impressed at how pretty they made bread. Like, that's not the week you think of for the beautiful visuals, and yet they really did turn it out.
Sure did. Mm-hmm. They sure did.
Oh, yes.
Yep. looked good and I bet tasted really good too. I can just, yep. we have no choice but just to imagine the flavors as Paul and Prue are talking about them, and imagining, you know, how well or, that they turned out. But yeah, bet they tasted really yummy. Okay. So let's talk about, caramel week. Again, big favorite on this side of the house, mm-hmm. for us all around, it sounds like. So let's talk those signature bakes they had to make. We're kind of back to biscuits. They had to make yep. some caramel biscuits, and they could take inspiration, they said, from existing biscuits like the classic Millionaire's Shortbread. I didn't know what that was until they showed a picture of it. I was like, I didn't know that had a name.
I want to make that. I've heard of it before, and it's supposed to be very well liked, but I have never made it. I don't even think I've ever had it.
I think I've seen it. I don't think I've had it. But when I looked up, because I was like, they keep talking about Millionaire Shortbread. What exactly is that? So I Googled it, and like just hundreds of recipes all came up, and they all looked very, very similar, like with that shortbread and the caramel and something else, some other kind of variant, kind of on top, or maybe mixed in with the caramel. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those look yummy. So they can use any kind of biscuit that they want, or they can make something up as they want, as long as the dominant flavor, Prue said, had to be caramel, and she yep. was looking for something elegant and not clumsy. So what did we think about the signature bakes in these caramel biscuits?
The caramel had to either be sandwiched between two things or topped with caramel. I thought it was hilarious that they had this whole big, long conversation about matching the caramel to different people's skin tones. And they arrived on that it should be the color of Paul's skin specifically.
He agreed too. He's like, oh, yes. You know, kind of like my skin tone.
And they said something about Noel's meringue skin. And Paul was like, oh, that's just ridiculous.
That sugar or that caramel hasn't even like turned to caramel yet. Yeah, that is just straight sugar.
That is a bit pale.
Not yeah. And if it was Allison's, then you'd probably burst it. That's what they said.
You mentioned, like, as you said, like the throwing back to biscuit week, or rather to biscuits, and I was like, yeah, I'm down with this. This is this looked pretty good. There were a couple of these biscuits in particular that really made me like, oh man, that sounds really good. Georgie's, I was really impressed with. You know, it was funny because she keeps getting like, would have gotten a handshake except for whatever, right? A little yeah. bit of Parmesan or, you know, oh, well, you broke three of the 12. So like, even though it's phenomenal, like, no, not quite.
Right.
Oh, that tease with the handshake yeah. again. Goodness.
That's not right.
Or Georgie.
But the
I think Georgie had a great week though.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. No, she did really, really well. I wanted to ask, so Florentine, I feel like we had this conversation a couple weeks ago. Florentine's like the almost like the crispy covered in chocolate with nuts or something, right?
I don't know.
I gotta Google it.
I can't say that I know. I saw them breaking up something, calling that a Florentine, right?
Yeah. So I've gone to like Mike's Pastry and gotten Florentine cannolis, and it's like the ones that are like half dipped in chocolate, and they're like crispy and they're crunchy and the textures are phenomenal. And I think the counterbalance to that is, so I need to just Google what Florentine means, but between the Illyine's almond Florentine caramel biscuit and Georgie's and then the Stroopwafel, I was like, ooh, hell yeah. I want some Stroopwafel.
That looked good too. It looked
really good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Was it Dylan who had the little UFOs, or was that his
show? It was Dylan had the UFOs, yeah. And Andy had, not Andy, I'm sorry.
Christian had the Stroopwafel.
Christian had the Stroopwafels.
Mm-hmm. We're a fan of the Stroopwafel in this house. Yeah. Those looked really yummy.
Yeah.
I would like the crunch with the caramel. And they said that Stroop is just a type of syrup.
Hmm. Oh.
That's what they said. I thought Samaya's sounded amazing. Caramel and hibiscus tea. I love that she's so adventurous with her flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked beautiful, but they were not happy at all with her caramel. It didn't set right.
Yeah, I agree. Samaya definitely goes outside the box a lot. And it seems like most times it works for her. Not maybe always, and this week it did not. She was definitely bottom of the list, you know, as well for this week. But I thought that they looked really pretty. If you're just looking at them, I thought, you know, that they deserve an award just based on that. But you can't have the style without the substance. So yeah, that her pink caramel didn't set. They said it looked more like a pudding. And I'm like, oh, that's not what you want to hear at all.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not trying to jump forward, but like Samaya's showstopper and that when they cut into that icing or the mirror glaze, I was just like, oh my God, that is not good. Where I'll just got too rubbery and all that. I was just like, oof.
Yeah. Again,
very pretty, yeah. Very colorful.
Too much gelatin or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She had a rough week. Which was, you know, not like her. She usually has traditionally pretty good weeks and, you know, is always getting highly complimented. So this was a struggle for her. It'll be interesting to see if, you know, she kind of takes that and learns and then goes into next week, you know, even stronger or learns from that or what that looks like for her. But I mean, I think especially for being someone so young, she still does really well. I mean, she makes things that I think are just absolutely remarkable and certainly something I couldn't put together. So,
yeah, for sure.
Nelly made chocolate and walnut biscuits and her caramel did not come out the first time. So she had to remake it. And then I don't think they were real happy with the remade one as well. I thought it was hilarious when she was making it. She was like, backup plan, I eat it. Like, whatever, the first one that failed, she's going to eat that. So I just love Nelly.
I love Nelly. Yes. I just protect her at all costs, I say. Yes. She's just wonderful.
Back to the Nelly Noel. Like, Noel keeps breaking things.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's... I get why you would include all that because it is showing just kind of goofing around. But I'm like, okay, man, stay the heck away from my table. Like this is not good.
Well, and the next time he came, he like stood very far away.
Going to the frame and then like back out. It was really funny.
Nellie's like straining her caramel and she's like, get away, get far away from me. She had such good humor about it though.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was like, wow, you are way calmer about that than what I would be. I would be so dramatic and probably crying on the floor. And she is just like, he's like, you didn't need that. She's like, yeah, I needed that. And
yeah.
And then she's like, it's okay, we make more. And if I go home, you drive me home in posh car.
Yep.
I'm like, she's just a treasure. She just took it and rolled with it. And it's like, it's fine. I'll make new caramel. And I'm like, sure. Like, yep, let's just make new caramel. Like, so, you know, easy to do.
And hers were really pretty. It was pretty. It just didn't it didn't taste good. I mean, they said the textures were off and it tasted stodgy. Never want to hear stodgy.
Never want to hear stodgy. Yeah, you don't want to hear stodgy. You don't want to hear like soggy bottom. Yeah, that's, I mean, Paul did like the walnut flavor. He said that the walnut flavor was good. Mm-hmm. But I thought they were really pretty too. I liked her like molded caramel that she had on top. I'm not saying the right term, but I thought they were so pretty. But again, they have to taste good too, not just look good.
Yeah, I thought this is a really great, you know, combination of positive and kind of negative aspects. I could appreciate the way that they judged this and took kind of each, like, I agree with what Prue was saying with regard to me being stodgy, but like the texture to me, texture is huge to me. And if it doesn't mesh with the flavors, then I'm not going to enjoy it, which is, you know, disappointing to hear, but it is what it is.
Yep.
I thought Georgie's, it looked very messy when she was making them.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them were broken, but other than that, the ones that weren't broken were perfect and beautiful. I was excited that she was using peanut butter because I don't think we see a lot of peanut butter on this show, and I'm a big peanut butter fan.
Mm-hmm.
It must not be very popular in England, peanut butter.
Yeah, I wonder. If you're from the UK, let us know. Is peanut butter?
PB&J is very American.
Yeah. And Prue is like, you know, I don't like peanut butter. And I think someone did Andy.
Andy did the PB&J biscuits, I think.
Yeah. Andy did something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she had mentioned, you know, oh, I don't really like peanut butter. But I don't know that that means that it's just not popular. She doesn't prefer it. But we don't see peanut butter or a version of peanut butter used very often. So it's like, I feel like if the show were in America, we'd probably see it a lot more often.
Yeah.
Because it is so popular here. Yeah, I thought the same because Georgie was lining her, and I don't know if it was made of silicone, but whatever her mold was for her biscuits, she was kind of like slinging it upside down and the chocolate was everywhere. It was all over her counter and her fingers. And I was like, that's a freaking mess. What's this going to look like? And like you said, Wendy, it was beautiful.
Yeah. They were really nice.
Yeah.
I would have liked to try them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Hers and Mike's. It was Andy. Sorry, I was on the wrong list here. He had something similar where he had his finger biscuits that I thought it sounded really good too. And they actually came out, I thought, pretty good.
I love his attitude. And his were really neat looking. And they really liked the taste of his.
Mm-hmm.
His was hazel, praline, and caramel.
Yeah, that sounds delish.
Ilian did an almond florentine. And she seemed pretty calm and collected for that, and they looked beautiful. They were very original.
Yep, Prue called them a little triumph.
Aww.
So I feel like anytime you hear Prue say something like that, then you know that's a little win. You can stuff that in your pocket and smile for the rest of the day. Yeah, when I hear her say that, it's almost like that equivalent of getting almost like a handshake. I didn't know. I really don't know that much about Paul Hollywood other than he's like this famous baker and he is like his father was a baker and he learned from him and he's like been doing it all of his life. But I don't really know about like his achievements or really too much about him. And I didn't really know a lot about Prue either. I've never really went into like a deep dive about like, who are these judges? Like what qualifies them to be judges on a show, right? Like this baking show and what qualifications do they have? I did not learn until this episode that Prue was, she had a restaurant that had a Michelin star.
Wow.
Until this episode.
I think I try not to read all the clickbait articles that come up because my phone listens to me and throws me Great British Bake Off articles.
Oh, yes.
But I did click on one and read it. And I think that's why they're filming in the winter, is because Prue asked for a different different filming schedule, because she wanted to spend more time with her family and grandchildren in the summertime.
Mm.
So I think that's why we're seeing them filming. I think this was filmed when it was cooler than normal, than they normally film.
That makes sense.
I'm guessing the spring. It was filmed in the spring. It would be my guess.
Right.
That makes sense. It's definitely mm-hmm. not as hot as what we've yes. seen it in the tent. I keep seeing, and I can't remember who it was. I think it was last week's episode. They're starting to kind of run into each other a little bit for me. But I saw someone wearing a coat again last mm-hmm. week. And
they're definitely
like,
wearing long sleeves and sweaters and
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, you wouldn't be wearing that unless it was pretty cold, because you're baking. You'd think you'd be in cooler stuff, but it must be cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it does get hot in that tent. Mm-hmm. Even without the temperatures outside, it still gets hot in there. Everybody's got their ovens on, you know, their cooktops on, things like that. Mm-hmm. And we're just not seeing, at least not yet. I mean, we're in the fourth episode. I don't know if we'll get into warmer temperatures or not, but it's always a thing. We've talked about it ad nauseum on this podcast alone, about how often things are constantly melting and how the heat is constantly affecting right. their bakes or something setting or tempering, right?
Right. The 1 week we're attempting to temper chocolate. Chocolate is the hottest week of the year, right?
Of course.
Right. It's going well.
A disaster, yeah. But yeah, good for her for, you know, saying something, you know, and them kind of accommodating that and changing it around, you know? Because mm-hmm. I think if they want to keep her, and I think Prue is delightful, I really enjoy she her is. Being on there. But, you know, I mean, obviously I knew she had some kind of, like, she has to know her stuff, obviously. Like, she's qualified to be there, but I'm just like, well, what is it? What has she done? Has she, you know, does she just, like, own restaurants, or is she just, like, this awesome baker and has just been, like, this Julia Childs, for example, you know, type figure in the UK that we just... Like, I don't live in the UK. I don't know everyone that's in UK and famous over there. So, you know, I'm like, I don't know. So I didn't know. I was like, well, that's pretty darn, like a huge accomplishment is what I'm trying to say. And I felt like if somebody who had a Michelin star told me that something I baked was a little triumph, I would just be like, okay, I'm done. I can't get any better than this. I've peaked. You know,
I'm going home now.
So all that to say, all my crazy rambling there was just meant to say that, like, it was really cool to learn that about Prue.
Yeah.
And that's pretty freaking awesome. So good for her.
Jill made a version of the millionaire shortbread, and they called it the borderline billionaire shortbread. So I'm saying, thinking that's a big compliment.
I'd say, and big portions again, she's known for those big portions.
Mm-hmm.
They looked delicious.
Yeah.
And then let's see, we had Mike's caramel biscuits. I like how he likes to really incorporate kind of natural things. He's incorporates like flowers a lot, I see from him. But it unfortunately they didn't quite hit the mark.
They were pretty.
Yeah.
But I think they had a few issues. He did say he overchilled them at the end.
Yeah. I loved Nelly helping him. When they were running out of time it wasn't Nellie. I had Nellie on my mind. It was Jill.
It was Jill. Yeah.
There's still too many bakers to keep track of. yes, it was Jill. I had her face in my mind, but said her name wrong. Jill was helping Mike arrange the biscuits on his tray. I love that. Like, it's a competition and you're trying to win. You're trying to keep going and get into the finals, but you're still helping out your fellow bakers. You know, we saw Samaya do it 1 week with Hazel when Hazel was really struggling. I think it was with her showstopper, and, you know, Samaya was trying to help her pipe something or do something.
She really did help her. Yeah.
Yeah.
they were hugging Jill and Mike, and it was so cute.
So pure and so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think just darn good people.
Yeah, you just see the friendships in just a few weeks, like they've really formed.
Yeah, it's one thing, and I've said it many times about the show, it's just watching these episodes are just like such a light, so much like bad things you keep hearing about every day, and you just like, me personally, I guess, just feel so defeated, like, ugh, you know, there's just like no good people left. And then I watch something like that, you know, in a competition where, you know, normally competitions are so cutthroat and people are just looking out for themselves. But this show always invigorates my faith in people whenever I watch it. So that was, I thought, really, really nice. And unfortunately, didn't really help Mike that much because his biscuit still did not.
Yeah.
Didn't come on top.
He just had a bad week.
He did have a bad week. Felt bad for him. All right. Anything else about the signature caramel biscuits?
I thought square.
Good.
Huh?
I was just saying I'm square.
Okay.
Oh, I thought Dylan's, I wouldn't have thought of putting those flavors together. Lime, pineapple. Paul said they looked like a UFO convention. I thought that was really funny. I don't think he meant that as a compliment either. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
But I'm all about the citrus, so I would have liked to have tasted that. And it seemed like they tasted good. Like they weren't unhappy with the way they tasted.
Yeah, he seemed mm-hmm. to like it. And I was curious too. I was like, I don't think I would have ever thought of putting a citrus flavor with a caramel. Like I like
right.
good straight caramel, you know,
right. chocolate, nuts. Those are what you think of with caramel, but I'm definitely would give it a try.
Yeah. I'd totally try it. Yep. Dylan had the fashion thing going on too. I mean, wearing his red, like, kind of overflowed kind of shirt and his hat. And his mm-hmm. hair just in waves. I don't know what in the world. He was just styling this week. I'm like, dude, you're a bacon and you got the fashion game on.
He's a handsome man. I'm just going to say that.
He's a cutie. He's
definitely got like the Jason Momoa look to him.
Very much so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cutie. His mm-hmm. laugh is very infectious too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's move on then to the technical challenge. I don't know if I'll say this right. I definitely don't have the accent, but it's the judges wanted a pear tart tatin. Tatin?
Tatin.
Is that tatin?
Pear tart tatin.
Tatin.
Okay. Say it right now.
We're all going to get it wrong.
Tart tatin. That's it.
Tart tatin.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you. I'm like, I'm not, I heard it like 10 times yeah. whenever I'm watching the episode, but I'm still not going to say it right.
Yes.
I'm a big dork. I had never seen anything like this, but again, if caramel's involved, I'm all in for it. And I do love pears as well. This looked really yummy. So they mm-hmm. wanted a crisp, flaky pastry and well-cooked pears. Never seen anything like this. It was basically this. Well, not basically, it was difficult. It was a technical challenge, but it was this pastry with these cooked pears in caramel with some more caramel drizzled on top. And then to top it all off, that wasn't enough. They have to throw in some ice cream too, a walnut caramel ice cream.
Yeah, just for kicks.
Yeah, just for kicks, because, you know, not enough things can go wrong in the technical. Let's throw in some ice cream. But
I've made
delicious.
I made caramelized pears once. Like you cooked them in a frying pan. I can't remember the recipe name, but you cooked them in a frying pan in like a caramel sauce, and then you just like served them hot with like ice cream on the side. And
oh my gosh,
they were really good. I think I only made it one time. I'm not a big fan of pears, but everybody liked them. They were good. I mean, again, it was really a simple dish. It was like a couple ingredients cooked in a pan and then ice cream on the side. So wow. it wasn't like this, obviously.
Well, that's
but they were pretty delicious. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that. I was very tempted to, I don't know about making the ice cream. I have not made ice cream in a while. I have before, but I don't have my ice cream maker anymore. So I probably wouldn't. I'd probably go the easy way.
I bought an ice cream maker during COVID and made ice cream, but probably not since then.
Yeah, I bought an ice cream maker years ago thinking, oh, we're just going to have ice cream all the time. And I probably made it like two or three times. And then it just sat in storage. And I'm like, okay, that was not great. And then I just don't have it anymore. It wasn't hard.
My daughter once made ice cream in my ice cream maker. And it was like, it was some kind of cheese ice cream, some kind of like blue cheese ice cream or something like that, which sounds really awful, but it was so amazing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Wendy.
Like, you wouldn't think so, but like, I loved it.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was good.
Yeah, you can have all of that. You can have my share. I would not eat that.
You gotta at least try it.
Nope. I'm not a blue cheese fan and I will not be trying that.
Well, no, if you're not a blue cheese fan, you're not gonna like that.
Yeah, and I don't care for that. So this went a couple different ways for a lot of the bakers. I mean, it's a technical challenge, so everyone's making the same thing. So it's just a matter of who gets closest to what the judges are expecting. And it's kind of like, who's the best of the worst half the time when we're doing these technical challenges, because not too often does someone really nail it. Like, that is spot on, you know, picture perfect and tastes exactly what we're looking for and checks all the boxes. And it seemed to be, and we were talking last week about, do the judges really take into account, or they're not super consistent about the technical challenge? And it sounds like this week they did take in the technical challenge and who came out on top. And this, of course, is the challenge that we had where Nellie did lose her, caramel sauce. They were supposed to reserve some of that caramel sauce that they were cooking the pears in to then drizzle on top. And that was what got destroyed in the little game of cricket that they decided to get going there. I thought, why in the world would you try to do that next to a counter swinging a rolling pin or whatever? Goodness, boys will be boys, I guess. So the end result, Georgie ended up winning the technical, and Christian came in second. Samaya came in third. Then we had Eileen, Dylan, Nellie, Mike, Jill, and Andy came in last with the technicals. What did you guys think of the technical? Any thoughts?
I mean,
it looked great.
Oh yeah! Oh my god! I was like,
and none of them looked terrible to me. They all looked like they probably would be yummy. Even the ones, I guess if it had a burnt taste to it, you wouldn't like it, but it looked good.
Yeah. Looked good, but I was concerned with a few that the caramels were very dark because I thought, they kept saying during the episode, and I think I've made caramel like once. So definitely not an expert here, but you know, they kept talking about like that balance, you know, and having to like watch it, because once it gets to a certain either temperature or to the certain color, like it only takes a few seconds for it to go south. Like it can just, if it stays too hot, then it starts getting too dark, and I guess that just really takes the flavor to a different and not good level. So while they, I think, looked good, they probably, some of them didn't taste very good if they were too dark.
Yeah, nobody would want a burnt taste in your mouth.
No.
Unless you're eating bacon.
Oh, yeah. Nice crispy bacon is make everything better. Bacon and caramel. I wonder what that would be like.
I mean, we got this brunch board, like a charcuterie board, but it was a brunch board at the beach when we went. And it had this amazing, giant, thick sliced candied bacon that everybody went nuts over. Oh. It was like real crunchy, real thick, and sweet. Can't even explain it, but it was good.
Oh my gosh, so that sounds amazing.
I can see it if you know what you're doing, right?
I need someone to whip up some of that for me.
Mm. Yeah, I think Mike came in seventh. That didn't help.
It did not.
Yeah, Andy and Jill weren't great, but I think their other bakes saved them. Nellie also came in pretty low, which she was kind of going into the showstopper in a dangerous space. And Georgie was on top.
Yeah. Yeah, she came out on top again after her signature little biscuit bars, chocolate bars.
Yep.
All right. Any other thoughts on the technical before we move on?
I mean, the only thought that I have is that that sounds so bloody good. And the ice cream, the caramel walnut ice cream to go along with it. Oh my God.
I feel like that would just really just top it right off too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all seem to be able to whip that out pretty easily too.
Yeah. They didn't seem to struggle. Yeah. At all. Just, you know, sure, I'll just make ice cream. Like, I don't know, just, and I know that, like, I had a really nice ice cream maker too. It allowed to make ice cream a lot more easy than what it used to. I mean, I grew up doing the hand churning at my grandmother's, right? Didn't we all do that? I mean, I spent the entire summer. Yeah. Just turn, and me and my cousins both. And it was like, just when you were getting tired, my grandma would look at us and be like, if y'all want ice cream, then you better keep churning because, you know, you couldn't stop. And so,
yep, my dad made homemade ice cream in this like very antiquated, antique, like metal box.
Yep.
And he would put it in this bucket with, I guess, salt and ice. Salt
and ice. Yeah.
I only remember the ice because I was a little kid. And he would do that for like birthday parties and we'd all go wild. We thought that was the coolest thing ever.
I mean, homemade ice cream was the best. And my grandma would make this just delicious. And it was just vanilla. I mean, because it would be like for our summer get-togethers, like 4th of July and things like that at my grandmother's house. And, you know, maybe a couple times during the summer, if there was a birthday or something, you know, she would make it. But she was like, you know, I'll put everything together, but you guys are churning. I mean, that's what kids are for, right? Is manual labor. So, you know, you guys have to churn the ice cream. So yeah, if you wanted that and it was worth it, you know, we were tired, after, you know, it was like, okay, well, now it can go in the freezer. You're done. And I always have to wait for it to freeze. It was worth it because it was just like the best vanilla ice cream I'd ever had. So, but yeah, they've definitely come a long way because I didn't have to churn. I wouldn't. If I had to churn it today, I just wouldn't have homemade ice cream. So pretty easy. okay, let's move on then to the showstopper. Showstopper this week, they wanted a caramel mousse cake. They wanted the mousse cake to have this sugar work creation on top. So they had to make something out of sugar and make some, some type of design there. They said, let's see, they needed a baked element. So they did have to have some kind of like a sponge cake along with it. I wasn't quite sure what to expect when I was seeing some of these creations. I was like, oh, that's not what I imagined a mousse cake to be. I mean, I love mousse and I love cake. So I'm like, bring those two together and also caramel. I mean, it sounds like a delight. So
yeah,
but it wasn't, the execution wasn't what I was expected. Like when we were talking about Samaya's, you know, her banoffee pecan mousse cake is what hers was. I wasn't expecting some of them to have that type of, it's not icing, but, you know, it's just basic outer layer. Is not what I expected. I guess it's just...
No, me neither.
I guess I don't get out enough. I'm not cultured enough and I didn't know what to expect.
We just don't do those kind of cakes for the most part here.
I think you're
right. We're very attached to our traditional cakes.
Yeah. That's true. But they were beautiful. And I don't know if it's something that is necessarily just whipped up anywhere, because it looks like it takes a lot of effort, right? I mean, that doesn't look like it's something like you just whip up in a bowl and throw in the oven and throw some stuff on top or anything. There's definitely some technical skill and a lot of time and effort. So what do we think of the showstoppers?
I mean, I'll tell you, Jill's, her caramel mousse cake, like, looked phenomenal. And I know I've mentioned that I'm not typically a mousse person, but like, that looked really, really good.
Hers was sticky toffee with honeycomb. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I thought like it, and the topping of like the caramel topping with like the dripping down and the sides. Oh man, like that. I was, and I think what really made me more inclined to it was that it didn't seem like it would be just mousse, like, because she had the stuff in the middle that would give you like a texture, that makes it a cake as opposed to just like a mousse shaped, or a cake shaped mousse. I think that's one of the things that has
they really liked the spice and the flavors.
Yeah, I mean, and it looked really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I also hearing them talk about Andy's banoffee pie, the fact that he was like, so basically it's a banoffee pie. Oh, now that you
said that. What is a banoffee pie? Because I have heard it on this show before, and for whatever reason, I thought it had something to do with bananas.
It does.
But it doesn't.
I thought it did.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I'm asking.
I'm just going to Google it real quick, because I feel like it's okay. Banana-based and banana.
Okay.
And,
I think it is, caramel. Because Samaya had a banoffee pecan mousse cake, and I swear I saw her doing something with bananas.
No, I wrote down she had caramelized banana. So maybe, yeah. That's so funny. Banoffee.
Yeah. Banoffee pie is a classic biscuit base, oozy caramel, bananas, cream, and chocolate. So yeah, it is banana.
Banana and toffee. So that's why banoffee.
Yes.
The hybrid name there. Yeah. Give me some of that.
But go ahead.
Samaya's was beautiful.
It was gorgeous. Yeah.
And like her typical, I say typical, but it's amazing. Like this vibrant, beautiful, artistic, the sugar pieces. I loved all of that. But they did not like her textures, and you could see there was some problems going on with it.
Yeah. The, like, she struggled, and like, she struggled hard. You could see that it was really getting to her. It was like she had not received any critique like that until this week. Her entire time, you know, she's like, oh, like, you know, she's talked about it in the past, like, oh, I have to believe that I'm not good. And then, yeah, you had a week like this, it can really affect your confidence.
Heck yeah. Like I was saying earlier, it'll be interesting to see how, if she's able to take it and allow it to like lift her up and learn from it and move on, shake it off. And, you know, it's like, okay, that week is done, time to move on, you know, to the next, and not let that hang over her. And hopefully doesn't shake her confidence, because she's obviously incredibly talented. Like I love hearing how she gets her inspiration. Cause I'm like, I feel like everything that I've seen her do, creatively and artistically, is just so beautiful. And to hear like, oh, this is my inspiration. And, you know, I find so interesting. Like this week, she was inspired by a glass artist, and that's what inspired her for her sugar work on top of her cake. And then the color I thought was just absolutely beautiful and stunning. And I feel like that's the kind of stuff that you need. I mean, obviously, it's got to taste good too, but you've got to have something that kind of stands out, or that really, like, wow, that's right. You know, these beautiful colors, or this stands out. It was just unfortunate that that her flavors and textures did not come out. That glaze, I think we mentioned it earlier, was like rubber. I guess she just used a little too much gelatin. That's seen that before. Use too many of those gelatin sheets, to try to hold something together, and it doesn't.
Right.
There's a balance. So it's unfortunate. And then they didn't like the size too. They were like, oh, it's kind of small. Like, oh gosh.
They said that about a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan's as well, which, mm-hmm. I mean, I can appreciate that, especially when you see somebody's like something like Jill's, but don't get me wrong, Northern Portions, I get it. But I guess maybe the expectations were not necessarily super clear. Although the idea of a showstopper is kind of, hey, make it big, make it wow me.
Yeah, like Georgie's cornucopia last week, that ginormous, her cornucopia was like the biggest of everyone's, and it really just, it made an impact and stood out. So, and speaking of Georgie, I thought her glass rose mirror mousse cake was just, I was like, I don't even know how even begin to make something like that. Like,
I know. When she first said it, I was like, white chocolate mirror glaze? What? And then it was even more incredible than I thought it was going to be. Like, it was beautiful. And I know they thought it was small. They commented on that. But, you know, it was so well executed. The flower was beautiful. Amazing.
The flower was stunning. I was just like, what? What did she just do? And like, what were they making those out of?
I don't know how to say that.
Yeah. I could not even begin to pronounce.
I want to say isosorbide, but I know that's a medication, so that's not it.
Isomalt. Isomalt.
Isomalt. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
And like, they're just like, basically just, I guess it's like edible, not plastic, but like stuff that you can mold, using, cause like Andy had the,
it was pretty.
Yeah. I mean, the rose was stunning, mm-hmm, but, mm-hmm, but Andy like kind of made up, for his kind of previous not greatness, with his creation. And then I think he had the tree, right? The tree.
He did. His lonely tree.
The green. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I was just like, oof, you guys are bloody artists. It's crazy.
I love seeing Andy create things like that, because he seems a little rough around the edges, mm-hmm, but then he's able to pull off these just beautiful, very intricate shapes and things with his bakes. And I was really, really pleasantly surprised with his tree that he had sitting on top of his. And I learned, I didn't know, like, that candy floss, as they called it, that's just cotton candy as we know it, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Is that
candy floss? That's hilarious.
I didn't know. They were saying candy floss, and I'm like, what the heck is that?
So weird.
Like, I was taking it like very literal. Like, they're not like, what? What is this? This, okay. I'm like, oh, it's cotton candy, right?
That's like we were talking in our group chat about people saying split.
Oh yeah.
And somebody said it tonight too. I think it might have been Andy or Mike.
It was Mike.
One of them said
Mike was talking
their
about
thing
it.
Had split. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike and Aline too. Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. So, like, if anybody is wondering about like what our group chat looks like, it's a trio of clueless Americans trying to figure out our Britishisms, you know. So that's what it's ours is like, what does that mean?
And then we're Googling and like, oh, yep, yeah, that's, we were right. We thought that's what it was, or nope, here's what it means. So we don't sound too dumb, I guess. I'll speak for myself. I apologize. I'll speak for myself. So I don't sound so dumb when I'm like, what is that? At least have like the millionaire shortbread. I was like, what is that? So I went and looked it up to, you know, I'm like, oh, okay. Now I know. But I did not look that up. It was just on the show. And I'm like, oh, that's cotton candy. I didn't even occur to me while I was watching the show to look it up.
And what did they call it? Sugar floss?
Candy sugar floss. Floss.
Candy floss. I have to throw that out there.
Yeah. So yeah, Andy's was pretty darn impressive. I liked Nellie's though. And Nellie... Oh, like I said, protect her at all costs. I love her to pieces. I love how she, and I know many bakers do, but she just really, you can see how much it means to her when she's making something that is something like close to her. So this was a bake that she was like immediately like, was kind of like dedicating to her husband. And it was for him. And I just thought, it was so beautiful. And Paul even said it was very professional and so neat. I quoted him as saying.
It really looked like it could be in a bakery window as the showpiece. Like it was immaculate. It was perfect. The look of it was perfect. And she needed to save herself, and she did.
Yeah, she needed that showstopper.
In the judging, Paul was like, well, Nellie saved her. She's not going home. Right. He said it just like that. Yeah. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Nellie said that her husband thinks that she is the most amazing woman. And she doesn't really think that she is, but that's why she loves him so much. And I just thought that was so sweet. And they met in a kebab shop.
I love that so much. I I'm just looking at Nellie like, Nellie, I really wish you would think more of yourself. Like she just seems
this is going to really help her, I think.
I hope because so. Because
even if she goes home next week, still just making it that far and being a part of all this has to make you feel like you're on top of the world.
I hope so. I hope it gives her a boost that, you know, in some way helps her see what an incredible human she is. I think she is just absolutely darling. And yeah, I want her there always each week. She makes me laugh, and I think she's just, I love her humor.
Yes.
And then Mike with his coffee popcorn mousse cake. So they did not really consider it to be a mousse cake. Paul was calling it more like a tiramisu.
Which and I think was not good.
Not good. I mean, it's not, I guess if they were making a tiramisu, then it would have been different. But if you're not making what they actually want you to make, and there were a couple of criticisms there with a couple of other bakers, like you're not using enough mousse, or your sponge wasn't, like you have maybe had too much sponge. So I mean, it is important to, like, if they're asking you to make a mousse cake, and I'm like, if someone asked me to make a mousse cake, I wouldn't know what the heck it is, but that's why I'm not on the baking show. But if you're not giving them what they're asking you to make, then that's obviously knocking some points, right? You're like getting docked there. So I don't know if even if it had given them the flavors and things that they had looked for, if that would have been enough or not. But yeah, it's never good if you aren't giving them what they ask for in the challenge. So it's unfortunate that did not. And I liked his idea though, incorporating like the popcorn and, you know, having caramel on it and stuff. You know, I thought it was original anyway.
Everything sounded great. Like coffee martini. Yes.
Yeah.
Caramel popcorn, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, you're checking all my boxes.
Yeah, I think it was just the execution of it, unfortunately. Because he's a talented dude, you can really tell.
Totally, totally. And then we had Aline's caramel and white chocolate mousse cake.
That sounded super good. It looked super good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a white chocolate fan, so... So you know, mm-hmm. inclined already, but that looked really delicious.
It sure did.
She was having a lot of problems with both her mousse and her caramel. She was crying at one point. And I think it was Noel or Paul that was cheering her up, because then in the next scene you saw her laughing with them. But I think she did a good enough job to keep herself from going home or being in the race to go home.
Yeah. Yeah. She hung in there. She had a similar issue that Mike did with her mousse, that it was splitting. But and when I thought about it, I'm like, oh, it's because you've got this like cold cream and then this hot caramel. If this is too cold, this is too hot, and then you mix the two, okay, it's kind of like curdling, what we would kind of consider as like a curdled type of effect. So she was having a similar issue, and that is what I believe got her kind of off, throwing off her confidence a little bit. But yeah, it was good to see her kind of bounce back. I think that's what's really great about having Noel and Allison there, because I think they do a really good job of, you know, is there just, they could just be talking nonsense, but they kind of, you know, if they see that they're having a rough patch, you know, kind of like, it's okay. You know, we're just going to sit here talking about nonsense for a second and kind of, you know, kind of like a reset, right. You know, if you will. Mm-hmm. I think they're really good about doing that.
Dylan had a lemon, honey, and ginger mousse cake.
He likes those interesting flavors.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Dylan's got an amazing career ahead of him. He just seems amazing. I look to see him like on Top Chef and things like that in the future. Yeah. I thought it was funny that Paul told him a joke and he didn't get it. And Paul said, that's an old people's joke.
Yeah. I can't remember how old Dylan is, but I know he's young.
Yeah.
And he's really good with his flavors. Again, he seems to like know these good balance of flavors to put together. And I like when Paul said that he was okay with being punched in the face with a lemon.
That's how I feel too.
That's how I feel too. I'm like, you can't have too much lemon.
I love lemon. For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm making a lemon cake tomorrow. I know I'd talked about this before. But I made the curd, so I made lemon curd this evening. And it's like everything else. Like, I'm following the directions. I've never made lemon curd before. So I'm following the directions. But, you know, it's like, cook it for 5 minutes until it thickens. But at 3 minutes, mine's completely thickened. And I'm like, wait a minute. What do I do? You know? But you just eyeball it to, like, what you think it's supposed to be like. So we'll see. I put it in the fridge. It's supposed to chill overnight, so I'll let you know tomorrow.
Sounds delicious. Well, drop the results and a picture in our chat, please.
I will, yeah.
So I can be envious on my side of not having any kind of lemon cake. I haven't baked anything in a little while. I baked bread.
I haven't either.
This is a couple months ago. Yeah. Just haven't. We've all been on our best behavior here in the house, trying to like be more healthy and eat more healthy. And we're it's like cooking for ourselves, but like the baking, like I don't know how to bake anything that's like not just full of sugar and like,
and why would
terrible
you?
For you. Yeah. Why bother? That's, you know, I don't want to eat the sole of a shoe, you know, which is what I feel like some healthy things that you try to like bake or whatever just end up tasting like. And I'm like, no, it has no flavor and it's like rubber and chewy. So no, thank you. If it's not full of sugar and just absolutely delicious and gonna rot my brain, then I don't want it. So I've not done anything like that in a while. But that sounds delightful.
Mm-hmm. Paul called Dylan the flavor king of the season.
High praise.
If that was me, I would have changed all my socials that very night. Like, Paul Prue designated me as the, yeah.
That's hilarious. You're right. I would do. I'd be eating it
absolutely.
Up. Absolutely. Hell yeah. It lasts
me a long time. It's a good party antidote.
I would be, that would become my whole personality from forevermore. Mm-hmm. I would be such a, I'm so obnoxious about it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's so great. Anything else about the Showstoppers this week?
Christian made a coconut and lime. He was very lime today, which I was, I love lime as well. They loved the lime jelly, which again is hard to imagine, but I would like to give it a try. They said his caramel was a bit thick. So he kind of landed in the middle this week of everything. But he's, you know, like Christian and Jill, I think they've been kind of in the middle, but they're very consistent. So I think, you know, they're the quiet ones that we need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, totally. I really liked his big wave, his sugar work on top of the cake. Wasn't that pretty?
Yes. Yes, he's very artistic. I have a couple quotes that I thought were funny.
Yeah, go for it.
Noel said about the Spandau Ballet, "I know this much is Prue." I thought that was really funny. I'm sure that was prepped, but I liked it. What else? Any good quotes?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I just enjoyed when, and we talked about what Noel did to the caramel, to Nellie's caramel, but I loved that before that, during the signature, we got him saying, "What do you mean? I am a delicate cat. You know, I don't destroy anything." And I mean, one, it was just funny because I just love Noel. I think he's delightful, but I'm like, Noel, have you seen a cat? I don't know if you've ever, you know, looked at, I don't know. I mean, cats are beautiful creatures, but every cat video I watch, they're knocking something off a counter.
Or I mean, my cat lived to see things fall under his power. Like, that was,
yeah.
Anything he could, and he was persistent. Like, if it was really heavy, he would just keep going a little nudge at a time until he got it.
It is probably the one thing that has kept me from having a cat. Not just, also maybe because I don't know that my dog would get along with a cat, maybe, but probably best not to test that. But also just because I'm like, I just don't know if I could deal, like I love them. I love cats. I think they're beautiful. And I love to cuddle with them if they let me. Most don't, but yeah, they let me. But I'm like, I just don't think I would have the patience to, you know, just have them sitting up somewhere and just constantly knocking things over, or breaking things. Or when they get like those, they're kind of like zoomies when they start like springing and bouncing all over everything, they just like destroy a whole room in like 3 seconds. So I couldn't do that.
Cats are like people. Like, some of them are really nice. Like, I had a really nice, sweet, demure, like quiet little kitty. He was just adorable. And then we got a ginger tomcat who we loved, and he was adorable and cute, but he was a monster and just like just got out, you know. I said, like, he always would get out, and I don't know what he was fighting with, but come back all scratched up and needing to go to the vet. Only on holidays did he do that, when it was extra expensive.
Of course. Yeah. Pardon the cat tangent, but I loved that quote by Noel, then only to see him later do exactly what a cat would. And that's knocking something off of a counter.
Of course. Yes. He's not a delicate cat.
He was not a delicate cat. He was a destructive cat. But I loved watching him like come across with like the vacuum cleaner, and like he looked so like remorseful.
Yes. Yes. And then he kept his distance after that.
Yep. He's like, I'm going to like keep 5 feet away from you. So I don't touch any of your stuff.
I thought Mike had a funny quote. He was taking his cakes out of the oven and he said, I'm going to come out now.
Yeah,
I'm gay.
I'm coming out.
Yes. I thought that was kind of funny.
He's so funny. I'm going to miss Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. Prue, when she was trying the sample technical, the pear tartatin, she said that she wanted some Armagnac. What is that?
I think it's a liqueur.
Liqueur. So that's what she was missing with the pear tartatin. And the only other note I had for quotes was Dylan said that Caramel is all about bravery, and I thought that was really cute.
Aw. Armagnac is a distinctive kind of brandy.
Ooh, that does sound good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's why especially I don't know it.
With like caramel, that does sound really good. Mike said when he left, he said, I'm just this little farmer who did a little baking in the kitchen. And I just thought that was so sweet and
humble.
Yeah. And, you know, like it's hard. It's, you know, it's so hard to go home. But at the same time, like, I think he was absolutely thrilled to have had that part of it. Right. You know,
so I agree.
I think he wasn't leaving sad. You know, even though he was crying, I think they were happy tears. And he kept saying that his mom told him not to cry.
I know. He said that a couple of times. Like, the one thing my mom told me was don't cry. And he's cried, I think, almost every
not only did he cry, but he told the world that his mom told him not to cry, and he cried.
Yeah. I will miss him. I felt bad that he had to go. I mean, I think it was fair, but I agree with like what Samaya was saying, like he's, you know, like the heart and I agree with that. I think he just had this lovely personality. I loved his laugh. He just seemed really sweet and kind. So it was sad to see him go. But a good week for Georgie. She did win Star Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do agree that it was sad to see him go. But I think that he was the right choice. I think that Samaya, you know, if it's down to the two of them, I think that Samaya had a more established repertoire that she has shown. And I mean, I feel like, again, like we were talking about earlier, like she's been so strong every other week. Mike's had some like pitfalls and struggles. And in this one, I think you do have to kind of go back a couple of weeks if you've got two bakers that are not, that are kind of both on the edge of falling off for that particular week. Cause I don't think that Mike's was bad per se, but I would say that they were probably on par with the inconsistency of the quality this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that the way the judges, you know, talked about it, as far as deciding between Samaya and Mike, it was, Samaya had just kind of edged
right.
Mike out just a little bit in the other challenges. So like, as far as like the signature, you know, she didn't wow them and she had some faults, but I think that hers, you know, if they're looking at the two, that hers were just a little bit more above Mike's. And then like she got third in the technical and Mike was like seventh. So this is a time when they actually looked at the technical and was like, you know, they kind of took that into account a little bit. And then as far as like the showstopper, you know, hers had kind of edged his out a little bit. So when they're looking at that, that's how they were reasoning that. And I agree. I thought that was kind of, I mean, obviously we're not there to taste it. We can't judge for based on the tasting, but it seemed kind of fair. And he did seem, you know, I mean, I'm sure he was kind of sad. He was like, I don't even care if I bake anymore. I'm just going to miss you guys. Right. So I think as far as like that part, he's probably kind of relieved at that point.
Yeah.
Not to be baking.
And I hate anybody go home, but I really want to see what Samaya's going to do, because it means she's just so talented and so artistic that I don't want to miss out on that.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, we were, because I was looking at some of the descriptions of the bakes, and I think didn't Mike have something else from his farm in his signature, I think, because he keeps bringing things from his farm. And I think we were talking about one episode, like they're not confined to that location of the, they're going home.
Right.
Like they're there for like a couple of days to film. Cause I think it is, I think it actually is over 2 days. That when they do this, but they go home throughout the week. And I caught that. I was like, oh, confirmed. They are going home. Because Mike said, I brought this back with me from the farm.
Right.
Like he's, you know, bringing these flowers or just whatever. So I'm like, oh, okay. If we didn't know before, and maybe it was just me missing it because I'm listening or watching, you know, something else about that bake and not hearing that, or I'm taking notes. I might be taking a note and I missed that. But I was like, oh, confirmed. It seemed like they are going home.
Yeah.
In between, which good, because that'd be pretty tough. All right. Any other standout moments or funny lines, favorite quotes or anything like that from this week's episode?
I think I'm good.
How are we feeling about predictions? Anybody feeling like a prediction this week? You don't have to, no pressure, but is anyone feeling like, you know, now that, you know, we're down another baker this week?
I think it's just anybody's game.
It really is. I think everybody is so good.
More so than other seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost a crapshoot of who will stick around and who will, you know, peter out or flame out.
Yeah. I mean, it just takes one bad week.
Yeah.
I mean, John was a really great baker and had some really great talent, saw some things, interesting things from him, and he just, bread week did not go his way and he had to go home, and that's really, that's all it takes. It's just a couple of bad things to go south, and then you have to go home. Yeah, I agree. I stink at making predictions anyway, because I've seen in the show before some folks where I'm like, yeah, they're pretty good. They kind of stay kind of middle of the road most of the time. They never really win. Like they do pretty well, but maybe they don't really win Star Baker. And they don't really do too terrible most weeks. But then all of a sudden, as you get closer and closer and closer, all of a sudden they're in the finals. And then you're like, wow, you know, that I wasn't expecting that. So I really stink at prediction. So I'm not going there. Yeah, I agree. It can be anyone. They're all pretty darn amazing. Okay, any other notes or anything for this week? All right. Well, we did get a voicemail this week from friend of the podcast, Steve. Let's see what he thought about Caramel Week.
Hello, Strange Indeed. This is Steve, and this is for, is it Caramel Week? How do you say it? Noel and Allison are so funny. And now he can't talk because he's got a... Ooh, caramel biscuit sounds delicious. Love the edit on Paul and Prue going back and forth about what the biscuit should be like. Ooh, Georgie sounds with peanut butter and what was all? Nougat? Oh, nougat, not peanut butter. Nougat. What actually is nougat? Does anybody actually know what nougat is? When your conversation about the production of this show last week was terrific. You never do. You never see a cameraman. You never see a producer or a director. It's crazy how they have to be careful of each other and everything. I can't imagine how much logistics it takes to film this show. Aw, I thought Andy might get a handshake, but nope. Oh, the fake out handshake from Paul to Georgie. Oh, heartbreaking. Oh, this technical sounds technical. A tart and ice cream walnut? I stepped away for a second. What is Allison doing with this baker? They're jumping into each other's arms and hugging. They have so much fun together. I love it. What did Noel just do to this? Oh, no. Oh, I hope this is okay for her. Noel running the vacuum now. Oh, Georgie got first in the technical. Good for her.
Ooh, this showstopper is really going to test their creativity, I guess, right? Moose cake? Yeah.
Oh, the twice disappearing handshake from Paul. That's just wrong, Paul. Just to tempt Georgie like that. Nellie, that's the baker. Nellie and Allison have such a great rapport. I hope Nellie stays, but I know she's in trouble this week so far.
Ooh, I can't tell who just said their cake was bumpy. Was that Samaya or Georgie? Ooh, Samaya, you hate to hear that then say disappointing.
Wow, Andy's looks incredible.
Oh, Mike, it's not a moose cake. It's a tiramisu cake. That's not good.
Oh, Samaya and Mike possibly going home. Nellie saved herself and possibly Georgie and Dylan in line for Star Baker. Ooh, this is exciting.
Lovely for Georgie, but sad for Mike. But all right, next week.
Well, sweet. Thank you, Steve. To answer your question, the Google says that nougat is a confection made with sugar or honey that's cooked and then whipped with egg whites to aerate it.
Hmm.
So, like, I know that they have nougat, you know, what they call it, like, creamy nougat inside of, like, Snickers between the caramel and the peanuts and the biscuit base covered in a, I guess it's not biscuit. But, I mean, it is a biscuit, right? It's basically shortbread. Oh, wait, no, that's Twix. Twix is a shortbread. And then I guess the nougat's just in the bottom of the Snickers.
Hmm.
I've always wondered and never looked it up. So I'm happy now to know what nougat is because I wasn't sure. As long as there's not too much of it, I'm okay with it. Not a fan of all nougat. All right. Thank you, Steve, for that feedback. Anytime anyone wants to leave us some thoughts, if you're watching along with us, please feel free. We love to see the engagement. Next week, we're going to be covering episode 5, Pastry Week. Woohoo! Ooh. I love a good pastry.
Oh, yeah. Nom.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Always some really beautiful, delicate, yummy looking things that come out of Pastry Week. But also a lot of things that can go really, really wrong with the pastries. So
yeah,
should be a good one to watch. So if you want to write in or leave us a message, you can find all our contact information at podcastica.com.
While you're there, be sure to check out our other shows.
Yeah, and please go give us a review of Strange Indeed. Subscribe and check out. I'm telling you, I know that I just said it last week, but Agatha All Along and Penny and Jim covering that was it's such a good show. Catherine Hahn's phenomenal.
I'm enjoying the Book of Carol.
Yeah, I haven't even started that yet either.
I'm liking it. It's kind of different than I thought it was going to be, but I'm still really enjoying it.
That's good. That's good. I was curious how that was going to go when you know, Daryl Dixon season 1 ended. You know, excited for it though, because I love Daryl and Carol together. So I had high hopes, but I am so behind on everything. I've just been in like this bubble. And when I get obsessed over things, I kind of just focus on that for a while. Like I said, I'm still stuck on like Rings of Power. And on my rewatch of that. So it's like, once I run my obsession out, then I'll be able to move on to something else, but I have to get through this. But that's great. Yeah. So many great things over at podcastica.com. When you go on the website, there's a great search option. So if you're not sure, hey, have they covered that show? There's a great search feature plug that in and you're probably going to find a result for it, because there's such a wide variety of things covered on podcastica.com. So many great hosts covering so many great shows, and there's literally something for everyone. On your marks,
get set,
bake.